Well, his self-censoring clearly isn't working, so you might as well just listen. Here's Gruber.
He's right about that, you know. Thanks, Bob. The Steve Gruber Show on a Thursday. Good to have you here. Recall elections are exceedingly rare. The chance of getting a recall put into place is very low. It's difficult. The process is arduous, frustrating, and sometimes overwhelming for people that want to get a recall in place. But for the parents in Williamson that were opposed to the school board putting into place policies that specifically address transgender issues and protections, the bar was not too high, and they worked for several months to get a recall together, and they succeeded in a recall effort against four members of the Williamson School Board. Williamson's in Ingham County, just outside of Lansing, for those of you listening statewide. And on the phone with me now is Lori Jonacek, one of the parents that pushed forward with this recall effort. It was an uphill battle for a period of time. Lori, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Steve. Doing well. Good to be back.
So the process to get to this point, and it's going to be on the ballot come November 6th, the recall of these four school board members, but it was a process. It was arduous, wasn't it?
It sure was. That was an apt description that you had at the beginning. But Steve, I think what I'm most excited about is the community support in this. We literally, in 3 weeks, collected just shy of 6,000 signatures. This community is ready for a change in leadership on the school board.
It has, however, I think it's fair to say, divided the community. I couldn't tell you if it's divided 50-50, 60-40, but there's a division in the community. There are those that support the recall, and there are signs as you travel around the community and through the county that there are recall supporters, and there are those that are opposed to the recall. But one of the things that you think that we should be able to see here is a more diverse school board. You know, despite the divisions involving these policies, you think maybe we should have a more diverse school board, a more representative school board from different walks of life. Is that true?
You know, that's true. Right now, they're very heavy on the education piece. So Greg Talberg, Christopher Lewis, Sarah Bellinger, and Nancy Deal, the four candidates up, or current board members up for the recall election, are all education background. And recently, Karen Potter, Walter Holm, Debbie Hutchison, and Craig Hagelberger announced their challenge to these seats, and it will be a head-to-head contest. And what I love is that they bring this real-world experience in risk assessment, strategic planning, human resources, technology, and sales and marketing, which I think will really strengthen Williamson Community School operations.
You know, I guess that's not a bad idea. If you're going to be a school board, you should be representative to some extent of your community. You should have men and women and people from different backgrounds and different faiths. I think that makes sense to have a better broad brush of the community. I think I understand where you're going with that. What do you think your chances are at this point? Obviously, as we talked about, it's a difficult process to get to where we are. But what do you think? I mean, you're out there a lot, and your organization is out there a lot, talking to people and shaking hands and talking about your concerns and how it got to this point. What are you feeling? What are you sensing?
Yeah, like I mentioned, I'm really sensing this want for change, incredibly supportive. You know, even the people who originally thought, you know, I'm not sure about signing this petition, they'd give this blanket statement, I support the board. And, you know, just talking a little bit and saying, well, do you support parental rights being jeopardized now? Do you support board members who would ignore the overwhelming majority of the community and the valid concerns?
Well, stop right there, Lori, because I want you to do something. I want you to do something for the listeners right here. Just give a little bit of background to explain what you mean there and what the policies were that you objected so strongly to that brought us to the point that you were able to collect those 6,000 signatures to push this to a recall election on the ballot. What was that about parents being involved that you believe the school ignored?
Yeah, Steve, good call. Just to back up a little bit. So around this time last year, a gender identity policy, Policy 8011, was brought forward by these school board members. And under the umbrella that this was somehow legally mandated, this was required by the state, which just wasn't true. The final version of the policy that they landed on, I'm chock full of ambiguous language, really a poorly written policy to begin with. But most concerning to people in the community is this and/or language for parents being informed. And certainly it's a major life decision
for a child. Being informed of what?
Their gender.
So you're telling me that a parent may or may not be informed if their child was transforming? How would the parent not know?
Yeah. So, for example, if the school thought a faith-based background would make that child not feel welcome in the home. Now, I'm not even talking about abuse or neglect, Steve. There are proper channels for that. This is just that it potentially puts the school in the driver's seat of deciding if you're a fit parent, essentially, and if you should be notified. So my child could be at school recognized as one gender, and at home, you know, so living this double life, and that's just not okay.
So let me get this straight. Johnny could go to school and tell the world he was Jenny, get back on the school bus and go home and be Johnny at home, and the school wouldn't tell the parents that Johnny, who had been Johnny through the first 7 or 8 years of his life or whatever it might be, is now Jenny at school, and they would just keep the parents in the dark. That was your complaint.
Well, sure, and I'm not a sensationalist. It's not even saying that would happen, but I don't think that's the point. It's the fact that it could. And why would we ever open the door to parents being shut out of the picture? I mean, it's just, it's not the right thing to do.
I would have to agree with you on that. So, all right, we've got about 40 seconds left here. Where are we in the process? Where do you go from here? What happens between now and Election Day?
Sure. So the people in the community who are supportive on November 6th, Karen Potter, Walter Holm, Debbie Hutchison, and Craig Hagelberger, in that head-to-head piece, circle or, you know, fill in the oval next to those individuals, and we'll be on our way to a healthy change.
All right. Lori Janicek, I appreciate the time here. And again, you've accomplished something by getting it to the ballot. We'll see where it goes from there. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Steve.
Bye-bye. Lori Janicek from Williamston here. Again, recall elections are very rare. It takes some discipline, some focus, some wherewithal, and some steadfastness to get there. 25 after on a Thursday. Quick break.